Likutei Moharan, Torah Kaf Bet. On the right side, we were talking yesterday a little bit about humility, that we cannot achieve humility without davening on Am Yisrael. And when the person is humble, he can realize his lackings. And then he can daven on the things that he needs to achieve. And if he's not humble, he's always busy with feel what that he's got, small things that he's got. So he's not even asking for nothing else from Hashem Yitbarach. He feels like he's a tzaddik already, and he mamash is huge, and there is no place for Hashem Yitbarach in that place. So Rabbeinu explained to us that all of the creation, it got levels, it's got floors, and every floor is half full. We used the wonderful word that I forgot yesterday. Equal to? No, not equal. Compared to the next level that is above that level. And Rabbeinu said, he used those words, bara, bereshit, and bara, that bereshit, it's the complete word, and bara, it's half of a word. So it's written, veze bara, and this is the word bara, shehu klaliyut habri'ah, that actually, it's everything that Bara Olam created. Bara Olam bara, he created. The word bara means everything that Bara Olam created. Hu chatzi ma'amar neged bereshit. It's just half of a word from the word Bereshit. That this is actually what it was before. This is the beginning. Shubchinot kodem abriah. That it's an aspect of before of creation. Bchinot tefillah, an aspect of prayers. Kemo Bereshit, like that the word Bereshit, in the book of the Zohar Kadosh, it's written that Bereshit, it's the letters of the two words, Yare Boshet. Yare, it means someone that is from. And boshet, it means someone that is embarrassed, that is shy, that is doing tshuva. So, a person that have yirat shamayim, that is got fear from heaven, that is shame in his avonot, this is a person that is davening. So this is why Rabbeinu is saying, shehir tefillah, that this is the aspect of prayers, bechinot, in aspect of what it's written in Mishlei, yirat Hashem hitit halal, the ira of Hashem itbarach, she is the one that's gonna be praised. Means that a person, if he is yare, if he's frum, he can daven. But if he's not davening, it means that he's not frum at all. He can dress as a chassid, he can do whatever he imagined, but if he's not davening, he's not yare shamayim at all. Because yirat Hashem, hitit halal, if you are yare, you are praising Hashem itbarach. Shehu ma'amar ha-shalem, that is in a complete word. And this is why faith, Nikra Yerushalayim, is being called Jerusalem. To the faith, we're calling Jerusalem. Kanizkar Le'el, like we said before, Al Shem Sheikar Binyana Mi Bereshit, because she started first, Bara Olam started to build Jerusalem first in the beginning. Shubchinat Yir'a Shalem. And this is why Jerusalem, it's coming from the two words, Yir'a, it's fear from heaven. Shalem, it's complete. Ki taman yir'a, taman shalem. Because when you have yir'a, if you have a place that contains yir'a, fear from heaven, over there it's complete. Shalem, it means shalom, it means complete, it means peace. It means that you achieved what that you needed. Bereshit, and the word bereshit, yere boshet, this is yere boshet, this is ma'amar ha-shalem. What that we said about Bereshit, this is that Shalem of Yir'a Shalem. In Jerusalem we said Yir'a Shalem. So that Shalem, this is the full word of Bereshit. This is the Ma'amar HaShalem. So in Jerusalem, in Emunah Shlema, in complete faith, in davening, it contains everything. It contains the word Bereshit. What we said about Bereshit, that it's also everything that Bara Olam created, and also it's everything that was even before of the creation, the light of Hashem Yitbarach itself. Ki emunah, so you can understand the things that you can achieve with faith, you cannot achieve with no other vessel. Because all of the vessel, all of the tools, all of the things that even with yirah, even with yirah, it's not complete. Only when the yirah is shalem, when the yirah is complete, then you can reach the world above, to that wisdom that is before of creation. So it's only by faith. Only faith is the thing that is attaching us to the spiritual world. Mamash, and nothing else. Ki emuna hu meharoim, because faith we are receiving from the shepherds, kana, like we learned. Uleharoim, and to the shepherds, it's the real tzaddikim in every generation. If Charlie itkarev, you cannot go closer. Kiim al yedei azut kanal, just only with one thing that calls brazenness, right? I made it. Great, or boldness. Velazut zochin al yedei simcha kanal, and to brazenness you can achieve brazenness only by being happy, like we learned. What it means to be happy? To be happy, it. If you want to be happy, it doesn't mean when you're gaining something that now you're happy. To be happy, it means to be happy always. To hold the mitzvah of the simcha always. Always to be happy when you're up, when you're down, when you're falling, when you're succeeding, when you're failing. Even when you're sinning. You know that everything is in the hands of Hashem Yitbarach and you're happy. By happiness like that, you can get closer to the real tzaddikim. And the tzaddikim are checking that. The tzaddikim are checking you if you're happy, if you're not. And if you're not happy, you cannot get closer to them. How are they going to check if you're happy or not? They're going to push you to do things that you don't want to do. And by doing things that you don't want to do, if you're going to hold yourself strong to stay happy, you made it. But if not, if you're falling into sadness by not achieving certain things in your life, so, you're not happy, so you're sad, so it means that you're arrogant. If you're arrogant, you cannot get closer to the real tzaddikim. Like I told you that Rav Shalom explained once, that actually, all of what that we're going through in life, it doesn't even started to be called tshuva process. It's not the tshuva. The tshuva is when you're happy from your downs. Then you can do tshuva. When you're sad from your downs, it's another sin. It means that you're sinning. Now you had a down. If you're sad because of that down, because of that falling, it means that you don't really love Hashem. It means that you want to be a tzaddik. It means that you don't want to sin anymore. It doesn't mean that you love Hashem. To love Hashem, to have tshuva, shlema, tshuva me'ahava, it's when you love Hashem and you don't matter what. You don't mind what's going to happen with you in your lifetime. You just love Hashem Yitbarach. Now Hashem wants you to fall? Great! For Hashem Yitbarach, Rabbeinu said, the person has to be ready to throw himself to mud and filth just for the honor of Hashem Yitbarach. What do you care? Hashem wants you to clean toilets. If this is the really the will of Hashem Yitbarach, that you're going to clean toilets, so you're cleaning toilets. If you're a loyal soldier, if really you want to serve Hashem Yitbarach, now you're a commander, it's the tzaddik, it's Hashem Yitbarach, sending you to wash toilets, to mamash, to go down into the sewer and to do things over there. So you're doing that. Well, you want to be a general, so you don't want to serve the tzaddik. You want to be a general. You want to be the tzaddik. Now the tzaddik send you to a horrible situation in Shalom Bayit. The tzaddik now send you to hard time with your son. Something that you don't know how to deal with your yetzarah, you have lust for women. Crazy, nonsense, shtuyot. You find yourself playing in the mud. You don't know what to do with yourself. You found yourself, like you say, with your pants down. What can you do? Tachlis, reality. Boralam send you to that situation. What? Boralam send you. Now you need to serve Hashem Yitbarach in that situation. What? Now you need to serve Hashem Yitbarach. Just by pshat. Need to see Hashem. What you want me to do now? How I'm going to serve you? How I'm going to remember you, Borolam? How I'm going to remember that you're the one that is sending me to those awful places, to those horrible situations, to those hard times? Borolam, what do you want me to do now? What is my job? What's my obligation? How I'm going to bring myself to serve you? How I'm not going to forget you? How I'm going to remember you?
This is a situation that we all need to work on. We need to bring Hashem Yitbarach into our lives. So you have pathetic lives, pathetic situations. Great, so what? Bring Hashem Yitbarach. When Hashem Yitbarach is with you, you're never going to lose. You're going to succeed big time. Bring Hashem Yitbarach into your life. You want to bring your life to higher places without Hashem? You need to bring Hashem to your situation. Only when the Kohen is recognizing the nega, the tzara'at, how is it tzara'at?
Leprosy.
Only when he sees the leprosy, the stain, the filth, only when he sees that, he can say if it's pure or if it's not pure. But if he is not recognizing it, if you're not opening your door to let the Kohen get in and to see, even if your house is clean already, but the Kohen will not say it's pure, it's not pure. Have to do tshuva, have to reveal everything to Hashem Yitbarach. How are you going to move on? If you were sinning even when you're 50, now you're a tzaddik, 30, 40, 50 years old tzaddik, great. But you forgot that you sinned when you were 15. If you will not do tshuva on the sins that you had when you were 15, you're not clean. We have to fix ourselves on every sin, on every avera, on every avon. If not, it's a stain on your white cloak for heaven, for world to come. And every disgrace over there, it's an eternal disgrace. So we have to have a tshuva that's gonna complete all of our actions, that's gonna fix all of our actions. A tshuva shlema, tshuva me'ahava. Only tshuva me'ahava is making even the sins that were made in purpose, zdonot, to be your merit, to be zchuyot. Only tshuva me'ahava. How you can have tshuva me'ahava? Only by that, only by confessing, only by itbodedut. When you confess to Hashem Yitbarach, daily, you're talking to Hashem Yitbarach. Even in the most wonderful days in your life, you're just thanking Hashem Yitbarach in your itbodedut. And you're trying to do tshuva, and you're looking for things to do tshuva on. In the most wonderful days, you're happy, you davened in shachrit, in minyan, and everything was great, you were buying Aliyah leSefer Torah, you have Shalom Bayit, you're learning in the yeshiva, mamash, a wonderful, sweet day, everything is great, you were eating sandwich, it was enough for you, you made it, you made your Sha'ayit Bodeh, everything is great, a wonderful day. How long it gonna take to do tshuva on the day? Few minutes, alright, so in those few minutes, you're buying tshuva me'ahava. Because now you're doing tshuva only because you love Hashem, not because you're afraid of no punishment. If you sinned all day long and you find yourself sinning and now you feel regret and you feel horrible and you are, mamash, you don't know what to do with yourself and you go to the field and you cry. So this is tshuva mi'ira'ah. This is tshuva because you're afraid. You're saying, what's going to be with me? It's a lower tshuva. It's a great tshuva. It's wonderful. It is a tshuva. But it's not the most wonderful tshuva that it's tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva me'ahava, it's when you regret because you love Hashem. You regret on what? In the most wonderful days that you don't even need to do tshuva on almost nothing. When you are doing tshuva, and you decide to look deeper, maybe I could daven shachrit nicer, more in a more beautiful way. Maybe I was distracting my thoughts, Borolam. You're looking for something, Borolam, please. Help me to be a better man, to be a tzaddik, to be a righteous man. Help me to honor my wife more. This is tshuva me'ahava. This is a tshuva that's gonna make all of your zdonot, the bad things that you've done in purpose, it's gonna be your merit. How it's gonna be your merit? Like we explained from the book Tzidkat HaTzadik, that the book Tzidkat HaTzadik is explaining that tshuva me'ahava means that when you are transferring your avonot to be zchuyot, transposing your zdonot to be
switching.
Soon we're all gonna get a job in NASA. They're gonna take us. So, so when you're doing that, what's the level that you're gonna achieve? That Tzidkat HaTzadik is explaining that you're gonna achieve an emunah shlema, a complete faith. That what? That you know that also the bad things that you done, your mezidim, they were all in the will of Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem wanted them to happen. Hashem wanted you to fall into those places for a certain benefit. There is a use, there is a reason. And when you're going to recognize that reason that Bar Olam sent you to sin because of a certain reason, this is when you have you have tshuva shlema. Your sins become to be your merit. It's zchuyot.
So you're taking a paradigm, an idea, that everything that you did in the past is really by Hashem's will, and when you're taking that and transposing it onto your past sins, then they can come through and be.
So you need to have a complete faith. We have to have a complete faith in Hashem Yitbarach that is all good. And in that moment that we have that complete faith, it means that we achieved the tshuva me'ahava. So it's not something that is so far from us. It's not so far. It's something that if you can talk about it, if you can understand it, it means that it's very close. It means that you can achieve that. A tshuva shlema. A tshuva shlema, it's not far away from us. A tshuva shlema, if now we're talking about tshuva shlema, and we can all understand what we're talking about, so it means that it's here. It's not a very far wisdom like we learn mekifim to the mekifim that surrounds the wisdom. It's not over there. It's here. It's on the table. It's in this book. It's very close to you. You can do a tshuva shlema. Tshuva shlema, tshuva me'ahava. It's a merit that we cannot understand, that we cannot even... What a privilege. What a huge gift Borei Olam gave us all. So this is that happiness, that the person is happy with everything that's going through in his life, and he doesn't care. Rabbeinu is saying, lo ichpat leklal. He doesn't care at all. He doesn't care. When you say in Hebrew, when you say, lo ichpat li mamash, it's, I don't care, mamash, I don't mind, I don't care, I don't have nothing with it, I'm not attached to it at all. Lo ichpat li at all, nothing, mamash. This is how the person have to feel to every canceling and stopping that he's got in Avodat Hashem. When you want to daven shachrit because you're a tzaddik, that you love Borei Olam so much, like Avraham Avinu, that he's taking his son. Why Avraham Avinu? When Avraham Avinu, Borei Olam said to Avraham Avinu, Atai Adati, now I knew that you are Yerei Shamayim, that you have Yir'ah. When? Only when he felt bad with himself, he felt disappointed that he couldn't sacrifice his son. Only when his son asked, what, am I not worthy to be a sacrifice? Maybe I'm disqualified? When Borei Olam saw that both of them wanted to dedicate themselves so much, Avraham to give his most precious thing, and Yitzchak to give his life. He was 37, and pushed his father with one hand to tell him, hey, what's he doing? He could, with one finger. But he didn't. And on that, Borei Olam is saying, Atai Adati, now I know. So, on what? So, he had such a Yirat Shamayim that he wanted to commit the most horrible thing for himself in his life. To do that, with no questions. So, even if you're in that level, that now Borei Olam is, you need to daven shachrit, and you want to dedicate your life to that shachrit, you want to put all of your thoughts in shachrit, all of your powers, you want to daven with right intentions and everything. Now Borei Olam is canceling you from that shachrit. This is the time to see if you're frum or not. If you're gonna hold your kedusha, if you're not gonna fall to sadness, if you're gonna remember that it's all from Hashem, that it's Hashem Yitbarach that is stopping you, on that you're gonna receive the gain. Like we learned in the Gemara in Masechet Brachot, that the person gonna have a long life by canceling himself from saying Kriyat Shema because he's in the filthy places. By canceling yourself from saying Kriyat Shema, you're gonna receive a gain that's even bigger than to say Kriyat Shema. If you understand what is the meaning of going down, of falling, look, Borei Olam, what he done. All of the world is falling and falling and falling and falling. All of the world, this is the creation. This is what Borei Olam made. It's precious. It's important to fall. Just we need to know how to fall. We need to fall on our legs. We need to fall with wisdom. Like that Rabbeinu is saying, to be baki in Ratzov Vashov, to know how to go back. This is what it means to fall. To fall and to start over. When you understand it, you just need to start over again and again, to reborn, to born again, to come to this again. I'm gonna try again. So what? I haven't daven today. Well, I'm gonna daven in Mincha. I haven't daven in Mincha. I don't care. I'm gonna daven in Ma'ariv. You're not gonna daven in Ma'ariv. Oh, what can I do? Baruch Hashem, I'm gonna daven tomorrow morning in Shachrit. If you're holding that Shita, you're in the highest level that a human being can reach. Can achieve in his lifetime.
This is the highest level of them all. This is Ra'ava de Ra'avin. It's the will in all will. This is, you want Hashem and you don't mind, you don't care. You haven't davened, you're such a Rasha, you're not davening, you don't care, you don't have Yirat Shamayim. I don't care what you're talking about, I don't care. Yetzara, it's Shtuyot, it's all Lashon Hara. I'm a Jew, I'm a prince that made out of good stones, and Ibn Melech Shasui Ma'avanim Tovot. I'm made out of only good things, I'm have a Neshama of a Jew. My neshama is elokit. I'm pure inside. You're talking about my body. You're talking about lashon hara on my car. I don't care. You can talk lashon hara on my car as much as you want. It's my car. It's not me. You're not talking about me. Me, I'm a neshama. I want Hashem. You cannot hurt me. You cannot do no damage to me. I'm son of Hashem. Whatever that's gonna happen in this world, it's gonna happen to my body. It's gonna happen to my vehicle. It's gonna happen to my car. It's not going to happen to me. I'm Neshama of Hashem. You know, you're talking to the wrong guy. I'm with Hashem now. You can keep on talking to yourself. I'm not here. I'm not here. I love Hashem. I'm sorry. But you're such a rasha. You're sinning. What going to do the kid and he will not sin? You met someone that haven't sinned? There is no tzaddik in the world that is not sinning. And tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov ve'lo yechta. There is no tzaddik in the land that's gonna do good and will not sin. What do you want from me? David HaMelech sinned. You want me not to sin? Who am I? Avraham Avinu had mistakes in Avodat Hashem. Yitzchak Avinu had mistakes in Avodat Hashem. Yaakov. Avraham he brought Ishmael. Yitzchak he brought Esav. What do you want from me? I'm worse than I brought Esav. I haven't brought Esav. What can I do? You want to say that I'm a sinner? I have my reasons. I know why it happened to me. My father, it's not Harav Shalom Arush. My mother, it's not Rabbanit Miriam. What do you want from me? Tachles, what do you want? I born in the Hasidut Breslev, on the table of Rav Levitzchak Bender. Oh, you don't know what I was. I was playing snooker, pool. It was my table. It was my table, Shabbos. We were playing pool. But now, what do you want? How can a person not gonna sin if you're born as a Baal Tshuva? You're born into a world that everyone are sinning, and this is what you learned. This is your Girsa Deyankuta. This is what that you were accepting from your mother. You're accepting it from your father. And even if your parents were religious, it's shtuyot. It's nonsense. We're Baal Tshuva. To be religious, it's almost nothing. It can be a curse. It can be even more horrible. Because then a person, he feels always that he's such a mamash, he's so divine, religious person. Mamash, he's so fixed. He knows Shas, he learned Gemarot, all of the explanations are so clear for him. He knows how to finish Shas. He finished Shas seven times, and mamash, he cannot see his lackings, so he cannot do tshuva. So he's going to stay with his avonot for the rest of his life because he's sinning daily. Rav Shalom said, the person that is sinning 1,000 sins a day is one of the most important of the Hashem in the generation. One of the most strongest people that serves Hashem Yitbarach if he's got only 1,000 avonot a day. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am your God. Lo yelecha Elokim acherim al panai. You will not replace me in nothing else. This is two mitzvot mideoraita. Lo yelecha Elokim acherim al panai. Those are two mitzvot, commandments from the Ten Commandments that have been said by Hashem Yitbarach himself, and we're breaking them every second. Every second. You replace Hashem Yitbarach in everything. Every sandwich, every food, every smell, every man, every iPhone, iPod, I don't know what. You replace Hashem Yitbarach every second. Oh, look at this, look at that, wow, this, that. Oh, you replace Hashem. Every second, every second. You can do it a million times in 1 second. You see so many people, if you recognize them as people, and you don't see Hashem, you sinned. It's an avera. You haven't sinned, enot milvado. There is nothing except of Hashem Yitbarach. This is our job, this is our obligation, to climb to the complete faith. This is our job. This is our neshamot, and neshamot are calling. Screaming, we want Hashem, we want Hashem. You're gonna be said, in the beginning of the tshuva, you wished, you wanted, I want to put tefillin. Alright, now you got tefillin. You're satisfied? You're not satisfied. No, I need to keep Shabbos also. Alright, now you're keeping Shabbos. Are you satisfied? You're not satisfied. You need tzitzit. Great. With ptil tchelet. Great. Everything. You need to get married. All right. Now you have kids. Great. Wonderful. You've been to Uman. Are you happy? Don't lie. You're not happy. You're not happy. You're in Uman 3 times a year, every year, for 10 years, and you have Shalom Bayit, everything. You're not happy. You're not happy. Tachles, you're not happy. Why are you not happy? You have everything. You have Parnasa, you have kids, you have a wife, you have Shalom Bayit, you have Yeshiva, you can come, learn Torah, you have a rabbi, tzaddik, everything. You have a promise that you're gonna have a tikkun, that all of your relatives are gonna have their tikkun because of you. You have the merit on all of your relatives, and you're in depression. Why? And you're so sad every day. You wake up in the morning and you're sad, and you're not happy, you're frustrated, you're tense. Why? Because you don't have faith. This is it. You don't see that it's all good. You don't have faith. This is the only thing. All of the suffering, it's only because we don't have faith. Kol ha'isurim mechamat chesron emunah, because of lack of faith. This is it. And when you have faith, even if you don't have nothing in the world, just you have that. Baruch shelo asani goy, I'm not a goy. Only that. That you're a Jew. Only that. You're the worst one. You're Poshe Israel. You're the criminals of Am Israel. The lowest Jew in the world. I told you, if it's gonna be a list, now they're gonna have a list. They're gonna say, those neshamot gonna have an eternal life. And those neshamot, they don't have eternal life. And you're looking at the list, everyone are looking, checking, your name is not on the list. What you gonna do? Hey, what's going on? My name is not in the list. Everyone else are dying soon. This is it. Finish. Finito la commedia. What's gonna be now with you? You're looking how to write your name. You're calling phone calls and talking to people, lawyers, your friends in the high windows, and you're running and you're calling and nothing is helping. What you gonna do? You're gonna run faster. Right? You're gonna run, you're gonna talk, and you're gonna try to bribe people to give money, and every shtadlut that you can do. Not listening to you. What you're gonna do now? You're not gonna eat, you're not gonna drink, you're gonna fast, you're not gonna be tired, you're gonna run as crazy. Like a crazy man. Until in the end they're gonna put your name in the bottom of that list. And they're gonna tell you, look, you not deserve to be in that list. You will care about that? You will not care about that. They're gonna tell you, you're the last one, you're the last one, the less important one in that list. You don't have their gain also, they're all gonna gain more than you. Alright, I'm in the list. So why we're not happy like that now? You're on that list. You're a Jew. Kol Israel yesh lahem chelek la'olam haba. All of Am Israel, they're gonna have a share in the world to come. You're right, there is people that are gonna have more, there is people that are gonna have less. It depends in the effort that you made in your Avodat Hashem. You want to gain more, it depends in you. Do more, you're gonna gain more. You're gonna get more. It just depends in you. If you fall into sadness, into whining, oh, I don't have, what's gonna be, how I'm gonna complete all of my lackings, gonna fulfill all of my lackings, how I'm gonna do tshuva on my, all of my, start doing tshuva! What are you waiting for? What are you crying? You're adding more sins. Adding more avonot with your tears. Every tear, it's b'chiyat chinam. You're crying for no reason. Every tear, it's with no reason. Because you have everything. You win. You win already. You're a Jew. This is it. This is where it finished. This is where it started. This is where it's finished. You're a Jew. You have faith in Hashem Yitbarach. You also love Am Israel. You want Am Israel to succeed. You know how important you are. There is people in Am Israel that they are taking themselves out from Am Israel daily. Putting signs on buses. I saw yesterday a sign. Avrech is receiving 3,000 shekels a month, 3.5. I don't know where they got that. I don't know which yeshiva it's that. And the soldiers, 350 shekels. Oh, they created a wonderful machloket. Now all of the avrechim are rich. 300 for 3,000, 3,500 shekels a month, rich. Us, we're receiving only 1,000 shekels, if we were not late. But, we're not those avrechim. It's all a person that decided to do this kind of a sticker. He needs to do a huge tikkun. What are you gonna do? How can a person fix himself? He's doing things like those. Have to do huge zikui arabim to fix yourself like that. So us, that we have a merit, that we love Am Yisrael, that we support Am Yisrael, that we're joining to Am Yisrael, that we care about Am Yisrael, we're davening on Am Yisrael. Even your pshat, your tefillot of Shmona Esre, you're saying, Baruch Aleinu, Aleinu, on us. Saying, Refa'enu, Refa'enu, heal us. All of your prayers are on Am Yisrael. So you're davening on Am Yisrael all of the time. You care about Am Yisrael. Even the fact that you decided to do tshuva, you're saving Am Yisrael in that. Because every sin, every avon is damaging all of Am Yisrael, because all of Am Yisrael are attached together, arevim ze laze. So you put yourself in such a wonderful place that you're trying to fix yourself and you're trying to give a hand to another guy and to help and to support and to do good. And you don't see that, all of that good. Why you don't see? Because you're listening to Lashon Hara, Yetzara. He's telling you bad things on yourself. And he's lying. From day first, he's lying. He's always lying. He was lying, and he's keep on lying until today. Today that he's saying to you that you are a rasha, that you don't have no hope, that you're never going to find your zivug, that you will never going to have enough parnasa, that what you're going to do when you're going to be old, what's going to happen, you will not have kids. What? It's all Lashon Hara, it's all lies.
Isn't it a good thing? Because it gives competition.
If it gives you a will to serve Hashem Yitbarach, so it's good. But if it pushes the person to sadness, to frustration, so it's bad. Competition, you don't need to have a competition. We need to want Hashem Yitbarach. If it creates a will, so this is actually the real job of the Yetzara, to create a will. That now someone is saying to you, you're not on that train to heaven, so you're saying, wow, what's gonna be? So you start running to look for success, running to make mitzvot, trying to do mitzvot, to wake up nets, to daven, to do tshuva on your avonot, to ask for forgiveness, so it's great. This is exactly why Bar Olam created the Yetzara for. But if it pushes you to sadness, this look, Rabbeinu gave us a solution. Rabbeinu said the chidush, he said that he made a shinui shem, he changed the name of the Yetzara. And he said, from now on, we're going to call him Koach HaMedame, the power of imagination. He just makes you imagine. This is the Yetzara. For us, for Chassid de Breslev, for the world in those days, Yetzara, it's only imaginations. It's open options. It's not someone that can push you to sin. Yetzara cannot push you to sin. He just offers. Just telling you, look, you can do that. He's telling you, look, you can serve Hashem if you want, but if you're gonna do this, you're gonna get progress, you're gonna achieve more and more. This is what he can do. He doesn't have no control in our lives at all, at all, at all. We have 100% free choice. 100% free choice. Maybe we are used to sin, so we kind of lost our free choice. But you can also start bringing it back into your hands by davening on that. And from the moment that you start davening, you're on the road. You're on the track again. Like nothing happened to you. Like you never sinned in your life. One time that you're doing tshuva is cleaning everything. We Baalei Tshuva have to believe in the power of tshuva. Power of tshuva is saying that if you done tshuva, the sin is erased. This is it. And you don't need to think about it anymore. If you offended someone, if you hurt someone, you need to apologize. But this is it. Also, if you apologized, so this is it. If you want to fix yourself to be a better person, it's also great. But it's another thing. It's extra. It's mitzvot that you're going to keep from now on. There is no connection. On the avera, if you done tshuva, if you regret, this is it. You erased it. You have no more punishment on that. And we need to believe in those things. That Rabbeinu said that when you're confessing, when you're doing tshuva in front of the Rebbe, when your vidui dvarim is in itbodedut, in front of a Talmid Chacham, like we taught. If you're doing that, Rabbeinu said, I'm doing tshuva for you. The Rebbe is doing tshuva for you. If the Rebbe is doing tshuva for us, we need to be worried about something. The Rebbe, he knows how to do tshuva. He knows how to do. He's got a heart. And he promised. He's gonna have to explain how he fixed us. It's his job. We're not allowed to care about it at all. It's his job. Our job is to do another time Sha'ayit Bodedut. Another time to reveal our hearts to Hashem Yitbarach, to tell Hashem it's hard for me. It's hard for me to come every day to the yeshiva, but I want to. I know that it's the right thing, but Bar Olam, help me. help me to come to the yeshiva daily, help me to learn Torah, help me to love the Torah. For me it's hard to do tshuva, for me it's hard to do sha'ah, complete sha'ah, 60 minutes every day, it's hard. Help me, Borei Olam. I know that I need salvations, I know that I need to do 6 hours, Borei Olam, but it's hard for me. I cannot see myself doing 6 hours. Please, Borei Olam, help me. Give me that as a possibility, as an option, something much that I can feel, that I can do that. It's all in your hands, Borei Olam. We need to pray on the prayers. We need to daven that Borei Olam is going to get us into Avodat Hashem. Into Avodat Hashem. It's all in His hands. In this house, Chut Shel Chesed, we're going to learn only complete faith. Only faith in Hashem Yitbarach. There is nothing else to do. Nothing. Torah, wonderful. Hashem commanded us to learn Torah. We're learning from the Torah how to get closer to Hashem. Mitzvot, wonderful. Borei Olam commanded us to do those mitzvot. We're going to do those mitzvot to attach ourselves to Hashem Yitbarach. Everything only to get closer. Ladat oto Yitbarach, velakir oto Yitbarach, to know Him and to recognize Him. This is our job. And not only for ourselves. Also to teach us to teach that the same thing to others. Think about that. How much we can help other people. Rabbis never heard those wisdoms. Rabbis, huge rabbis. Huge, important people. And they're capable. They're capable. I went with Eric to a certain place to give a shiur. We gave a shiur over there. The rabbi came to us after the shiur. He was amazed. He was amazed. He said, I need to start over all of my Avodat Hashem. A rabbi of a community. He told, I need to start over all of my Avodat Hashem again from the beginning. My foundations, my yesodot, basic things are wrong. I see that now. Of course you need to be happy all of your life. Have to be. It's amazing. Think about that. If a person like that really taking those advice, he can inherit that to others, he can give it to others. To all of his community, to all of his followers, to all of his Hasidim. And it doesn't need to be that you're going to be such a genius to tell him. You just need to take a book with you and to tell him, you know, I don't know. For me, it changed my life, this book. It changed my life. It's a lifeline. You say thank you and everything. He cannot understand what you're talking about. What? On my troubles? On my wife? On that wife? On my wife? I need to say thank you. I'm crazy. Yes. Yes. And you hand him the book, you tell him, take that book. When he takes that book, when he read that book, his life been changed. It's a different person. He's receiving a new neshama. In the moment that he takes that book, he receives a new neshama. Rabbeinu said, "Kol hirhur tshuva umimeni." Rabbeinu received that job from Borei Olam. What can we do? We don't want to replace our Rebbe. We love our Rebbe. The Rebbe received the tikkun from Borei Olam to be the one that is responsible on the tshuva of all of the world. He said, I'm going to bring all of the world to the purpose, to the tachlit. He accepted it. And Rabbeinu said, I'm the matchmaker, I'm the shadchan. If you're not married yet, it's because that Rabbeinu decided that you will not be married yet. The same one that takes care of your life, the same one that is helping you, he's the one that said, I'm the matchmaker, ani shadchan. I'm the Shadchan, Rabbeinu said. Rabbeinu, he said on Rosh Hashanah when he saw the kiseh kavod, the throne of honor. When he saw all of the zivugim, he said he recognized all of the zivugim. He saw all of the shidduchim, all of the zivugim. He know all of the zivugim of everyone. If you're not married yet, it means that you haven't read Begun HaShalom enough times. If you're going to read the Begun HaShalom, Garden of Peace, enough times, you're going to build the vessels. Really, you're going to accept on yourself to dedicate your life for Shalom Bayit, to honor your wife, to love your wife, to live a holy life. When you're going to have that vessel, you're going to receive your wife. Your wife is also a Jew. Borei Olam, he's got mercy on your wife. He wants her to live a wonderful life, a good life. He doesn't want her to suffer. So he's making you to go through a lot that you're going to be humble. It's before of marriage and after marriage also. You have problems in your house, you have problems with your parnasah, you have problems with yourself. Just that you're going to go down to be a humble person. that your wife is going to be able to enjoy you, that your kid is going to enjoy having a father, that your neighbor is going to enjoy having a friend in the neighborhood, someone that they can talk to. If you're going to succeed and succeed and succeed, you're going to be so arrogant that no one's going to be able to talk to you. So they're bringing you down, that you're going to learn what it means to be humble and to daven, and you're going to learn from your own flesh the experience how to help yourself, and then you're going to be able to help others. And you become to be an ambassador of Hashem Yitbarach. You become to be a shagrir. This is what Hashem wants you, to give the light to others. One friend here in the yeshiva went on the bus, on the train, brought another friend. That friend talked to another one. Another one came. And life changing. People are changing. Suddenly a person that never done tshuva started to do tshuva. A person that never gave masrot, suddenly he's starting to give masrot. A person that never kept Shabbat, now he's doing keeping Shabbat. One that was wandering with his eyes, looking on every woman, every skirt in the street, now he's trying to guard his eyes. He's davening on Tikkun HaBrit. He's going to the mikveh. He's doing tshuva. It's amazing. This is what that goes on in this small room. Everyone is coming out from his nonsense, from his shtuyot, and he wants to dedicate his life to Avodat Hashem, to Hashem Yitbarach, to be a better person, to try to guard his eyes, to do tshuva, maybe I'm gonna start. Everyone, full with Hirurei Tshuva. Where is it coming from? From the Rebbe. The Rebbe is planting those Hirurei Tshuva in our hearts. We're so lucky. Mamash, we're so lucky. We're so lucky. And we have to share that information with others. To bring thousands of them to Eretz Yisrael, that the Rabbanit will have no choice. We have to bring those. Thousands. Thousands. I gave a shiur in Uman to over 100 people in Nekudat Tova, in a place Americans were there. We gave a shiur. You see, 100 people looking at me like that, they were amazed. What is... 100 people! No one had nothing to say, just thank you, Yishar Koach, wonderful. They hold us 1 hour after the shiur, 1 hour and a half, more questions and more questions and more questions. They don't know nothing! They have all of the Gemara, all Shas, they can teach me, I don't know nothing. Tachles, I don't know! Today David asked me, he told me, you're going to teach Gemara? I told him, I'm going to learn Gemara, you can teach something that you don't know. How can you teach something that you don't know? Gonna learn Gemara with them together. We're learning Gemara. What? If someone has something to say, I will not listen. We're learning. We're coming to learn Gemara in the yeshiva. We're not coming to teach Gemara. So we have something else that we can learn with them. This is something that maybe we can teach. It calls faith. Rav Shalom said, I'm a Talmid Chacham in faith. In faith, I'm a Talmid Chacham. This is what we need to be also. To be a Talmid Chacham in faith. Believe in Hashem Yitbarach. They can know all Shas by heart, all Shas, all of the poskim, Shulchan Aruch, too. And they don't have the basic rules of faith that what? That it's all Hashem Yitbarach, and od milvado, ve'akol letova, and it's all coming from a good reason. And this is it. Just need to say thank you to Hashem Yitbarach. They cannot do that. The Shas is too heavy. They cannot. But the tzaddikim in the Shas is full with thanks to Hashem Yitbarach, prayers to Hashem Yitbarach, praise to Hashem Yitbarach. What were the tzaddikim were doing all of their lives if not that? But by learning Shas, you cannot learn that. Only when the tzaddik is having mercy on you. He's hovering, the Ruach Elokim merachefet al pnei ha-maim, when the spirit of Mashiach is hovering above the water so you can drink. You can have all of the water in the world if you're not allowed to drink, if you don't have the tzaddik that's gonna water you. This is Yaakov Avinu, that he's watered the herds. He was the only one that can remove the stone from the open of the well. All of the shepherds are coming, shepherds! It's the tzaddikim like we learned, the shepherds. They're coming to drink, it's only Kutei Halachot. Shepherds are coming, not alone they cannot open. They have to wait until all of the shepherds gonna come together. Yaakov Avinu is coming with the smallest finger. He moves it, and this is it, and he waters all of the herds in 1 second. Because he's the tzaddik. Can be shepherds, real tzaddikim, that you're gonna be terrified by looking at them. They're holy people, never seen. Kdoshim. But they cannot drink from the water. They don't have the tzaddik. Maybe if they're gonna join all of them together, the Rabbi is Ashkenazi, what are they gonna do? They're Sfaradi. How are they gonna get together?
there is a Temani, now we can come together. He's, how can he be together with Ashkenazim? So they're never going to remove the stone. This is Tachlis. They're never going to remove the stone. They're never going to drink from the well. Until the tzaddik is coming and removing and giving them water. Come, drink. Rabbi say, okay, you're Sfaradi, you can drink. Ashkenazi, you can drink. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. It doesn't bother him if you're Ashkenazi, Sfaradi, Temani, you're new, you're Vatik, you're Hasid, yeah. Rav Shalom, someone is coming to him, telling, Ani, Hasid, Breslev, from generations, we're Hasid de Breslev. Alright, you're doing Sha'a, you're not doing Sha'a, so, join the club. Join the class, come in Shabbos to hear a shiur. Really, Tachlis, you're doing Sha'a. If you're Hasid Breslev, you can be the grandson of the Rabbi Nachman in Breslev. It's not helping you. It's not gonna help you. You can be Rabbi Natan in the letters that he was in Alin Metrufa. He's writing letters to the grandson of Rabbeinu, and he's writing to him Chizukim. But look, you had such a grandfather, Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He was named after Rabbeinu. This is the first Nachman that been named after Rabbeinu in the family of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And he needs so much chizukim, and Rabbi Natan is praising him and telling him, look, you also need to go in that path. Tachlis, if Rabbi Natan got the brain, so this is it, it's in the hand of Rabbi Natan. It doesn't matter, you can be the son of Rabbi Nachman, you can be, I don't know what, if you don't have the wisdom, so it's not important at all. You're gonna know all Shas, everything. You should do tshuva on how that you learn Shas. It wasn't Lishma. You weren't learning Lashem Shamayim. The one that is learning Lashem Shamayim, we learned that. Rabbeinu said that on the story of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac, I think there was one of the people that went closer to Rabbeinu. When he came, Rabbeinu didn't open the door for him, so he knocked strong on the door, and Rabbeinu opened. He told him, when you come to check a person, you knock so hard, so he was ashamed, because he came to check Rabbeinu. So Rabbeinu, and then he had a cane, a staff, okay. And Rabbeinu took it from his hand and went into the room. So he was amazed. What was he taking? He was a Talmid Chacham, honorable Talmid Chacham. And Rabbeinu is playing with his cane and he's saying to him, you know, your cane can move to the sides. It's note. He's got a netiya. It's not balanced. But mine is very straight. It's the mate. It's the tefillah. Rabbeinu said, Mate Elokim biyadi. Matai Elokim Biyadi means the cane of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Avraham Avinu with the holy name. Rabbeinu said, Matai Elokim Biyadi, I'm holding that cane. Rabbeinu's got that cane now in this generation. So when that person came in, Rabbeinu sat to the table, told him, sit, tell me what you done with your life. So, alright, he sat, you know, it's the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, you have to say. So he answered, told him, I was learning in Talmud Torah, Mishnah Chumash, Mishnayot, and then Gemara with Rashi, Tosfot, and finish all Shas, and this and that. He told him, the Mishnah is saying that the one that is learning Torah Lishma, that the person that is learning Torah Lishma, Zochel Dvarim Arbe, gonna achieve a lot of things. What are those Dvarim? Rabbeinu told him, what are those Dvarim? Those are Diburim, those are words. Words of Tshuva. Person that is learning Torah Lishma, he's gonna be a Baal Tshuva. He's gonna do Tshuva. And you are very far from that. He's not doing Tshuva. He's not doing Tshuva on his Avonot. You can learn all Shas and still doing Avonot. And you're not doing Tshuva. That tzaddik start to cry. Rabbeinu told him, why are you crying? He said, I'm afraid. And he kept on talking. In the end, he couldn't move. He couldn't stand up from the seat. Rabbeinu had to bless him, to give him powers to go back. Rabbeinu told him, look, even after that they received the Torah in Ma'amad Har Sinai, in Mount Sinai, Bar Olam told them, go to your tents. Now you need to go. They said, you cannot stay here. Go. And he went and he said, all of my life I'm doing tshuva that I was holding myself from coming to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Become to be one of the most holiest students. Learned Torah all of his life, was a Hasid, from birth, Tzaddik, Kadosh, all Torah, all of Rashi, all of the Tosfot, everything by heart, but not Lashem Shamayim. It doesn't bring you to be a Baal Tshuva. Doesn't bring you, but Olam have so much mercy with us, he's so merciful, that he's helping us to be Baal Tshuva. He brought us from the lowest place to the high, to the top, to the peak.
that you are Baal Tshuva, you are clean. This is it. You are the most filthy person in the world. Suddenly, you done Tshuva, you are clean. In a day. In 1 hour. Yesh kone olamo b'sha'a achat. The person that buys the world in 1 hour. 1 hour of Tshuva. 1 hour of Hitbodedut. Thank you very much. Chazak uvaruch.